With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's military says it plans to target underground Hamas hideouts around Gaza City. BBC's Tom Bateman reports.
Their plans encompass a synchronized, multifaceted offensive involving air, sea, and land assets. Now, they then go on to talk about how there is a big logistics operation to potentially expand the area of combat and quite a lot of work being done to basically get kit and ammunition to the front line. But I think what this says is they feel they're almost in a point where they are ready, and I think that matches what we saw from Benjamin Netanyahu wearing a flak jacket, visiting soldiers on the at the perimeter.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan tells the Salem Radio Network Hamas was emboldened and empowered to attack Israel by a string of concessions the Biden White House made to Iran, one of the terrorist group's main supporters.
The big one, which just drives me crazy, is that they started making sure Iran could export oil. We literally went from maximum pressure under the Trump administration to maximum deference.
Meanwhile, also at SRNnews.com, steps are being taken to temporarily refreeze Iranian assets after the Hamas attack.
The U.S. and Qatar have reached an agreement that blocks Iran's government from accessing $6 billion in Iranian funds that were unblocked as part of a prisoner swap last month. It stops short of fully refreezing the Iranian money. Republicans have criticized the Biden administration's deal with Iran, which is a major sponsor of Hamas. However, U.S. officials have strenuously pushed back, noting that the money had yet to be spent by Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
SRN News. Bad news for a couple of Oklahoma Methodist churches.
The state Supreme Court has decided that the two congregations cannot leave the United Methodist Church without the denomination's formal approval. The justices ruled that civil courts shouldn't have any say in such religious disputes. Officials with First United Methodist Church and Church of the Servant, both in Oklahoma City, say they will explore other options. Thousands of congregations are quitting the UMC over issues of homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Afghanistan are fleeing to neighboring Pakistan, where they're being housed, along with many other exiles, in a refugee camp in the northwest. The Christians are trying to escape the Taliban, which has been hunting them. However, it's debatable just how safe any Christ follower will be in Pakistan, where persecution is a daily feature of life. Afghan Christians are hoping to eventually flee the region entirely. This is SRN News. At the trial of former President Trump in New York, an executive from the Trump Organization testifies about a proposal which circulated among board members but was not acted upon.
Trump Organization Assistant Vice President Patrick Burney testified corporate deputies considered adding the presidential premium when calculating the value of his Trump Tower penthouse, Mar-a-Lago Resort, and other assets during his White House years. The gambit would have padded Trump's net worth by nearly $145 million. Burney says the idea ended up being scrapped, but state lawyers contend merely going through the exercise underscores how Trump and his underlings were intent on finding ways to pump up his net worth. I'm Ben Thomas.
California Governor Newsom signing a law to raise the minimum wage for health care workers to $25 an hour over the next decade. More at SRNnews.com.